That right there is Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot. And before that, the fantastically named Fanny Pack with Camel Toe. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Fantastically named indeed. We do actually have Dave the Handyman in the studio with us right now.
Yeah.
Butch voice. Let's not even try to pretend. I mean, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? All right, Dave the Handyman here can indeed help you get started with all the essentials you need to start up your summer fix-its. So get your wife beaters on and your steel cap boots and head down to your local hardware store with me, because we're about to compile our very own toolbox. I feel funny saying the word toolbox.
Why is that? Are you putting connotations on there that shouldn't be there?
Oh, I'm out of breath. I'm fanning myself. I can't talk. Okay, so according to an article, I was actually quite inspired by a blokes magazine. Not those kind of blokes magazines, once again. I was actually quite inspired by a certain quite cultured piece on a blokes magazine recently, giving out a few pointers to keep in mind when you're getting a couple of toolbox together. Or, you know, setting up a toolbox for yourself. One of the few things I would recommend, of course, the weather's getting warm. A lot of people are heading outdoors, doing a bit of fix-its around the backyard, fixing up the pergola, you know, this and that. You know, apart from just having good Barbie out in the sun as well, a lot of people do get active. I know my mum certainly does. You know, she's out fixing something out there. I mean, it shows the absolute role reversal that I grew up with. You know, mum is the handyman at home. And, you know, I think dad mows the lawn, but that's quite tokenistic sometimes. So this is the environment that I grew up in. So to be able to shoe swap, to be that blokey bloke, I'm just thinking, is this what a man does? You know? So here I am giving advice on how to be the ultimate handyman. And, you know, beside every great handyman is a wonderful toolbox. So the first thing you need to look into when getting a really good toolbox is obviously the security features in it. Now, we're not talking putting a car alarm on it or nothing like that. Now, because we're talking, you know, sometimes you're bound to get power tools that are, you know, well in the thousands of dollars, especially if you're a pro sort of fix-it person. So you don't want it just lying around. You don't want it to just be in some sort of random toolbox that, you know, you got from the $2 shop. You want a really good toolbox. So I say invest in a really good sort of reinforced metal aluminium toolbox. That might set you back about $200. I don't know how. Yeah, I know. I'm getting a bit of a cringe from across the panel. Jade's like, hell no, I ain't spending that much. So we're talking about $200.
I was just thinking you were going to say put a combination lock on it.
Yeah. Yeah, put that security alarm on. Yeah. Why not? Cheaper than $200. But yeah, point number two when looking to get your toolbox started. Before filling up your toolbox, obviously, have a bit of a reality check. You know, check your level of expertise and your CBF factor. Now, CBF obviously stands for can be bothered. There are three types of do-it-yourselvers out there in the world. There is number one, the handyman, like myself. And there is number two, the tradesman. And there's number three, the pro tradesman. So it's sort of like how you have your managers and your maxi managers, you know, it's just taking it to a new level. So three types of do-it-yourselvers. Determine which one you are. Are you just doing this for a hobby? You know, will you just do it over the summer and then after I go, yeah, stuff that.
Number four.
Yeah, number four. Option number four.
Super
glue handyman like you are, Jade. Yeah. So obviously, with every toolbox that you start, no matter how expert you get or no matter how basic you want it to be, there are absolute essentials that you need in your toolbox before you start going around banging and fixing things. One thing I would definitely recommend is an 18-volt cordless power drill. Now, you can get all sorts of power drills. Can I just say, you can get all sorts of cordless power drills. They come from like $49 to like $800. But, you know, you really don't need to spend that much on it. I'll say middle range, about $400 on a really good power drill. Another thing you'd probably consider is a drop saw as well. So, like, not getting too technical with the saws. Just get a basic one. It should be able to saw any kind of angles you need, Jade.
Oh, excellent.
In case you were thinking
about
it. Is that
the one with the wood handle? Is this a power thing?
No, it's a basic one. So, okay. With a wood handle. That okay. Will be it, Jade. That's all right. Handyman Dave is here to answer all inquiries. Absolute essentials.
So helpful.
I know, I certainly am. What am I doing here? I mean, shouldn't have quit my day job working at the hardware store. absolute essentials like the hammer, screwdriver, chisel set, a shifter, socket set, hand plane, a block plane, and hand saws are all must-haves. And of course, if you're a handyman of the Jade Gulliver variety, a couple of PVA glues, timber glues, and silicone handy would be pretty handy around, you know, for basic fix-its around the house. So, naturally, you'd have a decent collection of screws around as well for our drilling and whatnot. So that should pretty much complete your preliminary, very basic toolbox, Jade.
What's a Phillips head screwdriver and why was it named such?
Phillips head screwdriver. Why was it named such? I'm getting a very cheeky grin from you. I refuse to answer that question on air. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 here. Coming up after this, we'll be having our Ask Jade segment, won't we?
Yes. Dress sense issues.
Dress sense issues from a certain yummy mummy, I heard.
Mm.
So, your mama can't dress well? She needs to be listening.
Or you can give her the advice.
Yeah, well, because Jade's quite fashionable herself, as she can tell sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
This is Jennifer Lopez's new single. It's called Hold It, Don't Drop It. You're in Joy.